Spiegel and Holmes.
I'm just saying, Lawrence, you were saying some stuff last week, if my memory is correct.
That's why Danny left.
Afternoons on the Score.
So inevitably, quarterbacks go in and out of the games, right? So if Russell Wilson were to get hurt, how are you feeling about Justin Fields now coming in to be your quarterback, right? Yeah. Nobody's missing a beat. So there's a lot of really positive things that came out of this game tonight for Pittsburgh. They are a dangerous team.
And that will bring business to a close. The Pittsburgh Steelers score 31 unanswered points. And from a 15-6 lead, it becomes a 37-15 Jets loss.
You know, I thought Russell Wilson was really good last night.
I thought he was okay.
Mike Tomlin said he was excellent. I disagreed with Kurt Warner, disagreed with the Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, when he said that Russell and Justin are the same quarterback at this point in their career. I did not feel at all like I was seeing the same things. These conversations sometimes end up with ugly accusations of pointing in a poll. Like, I'm not saying Justin is bad. I'm saying that Russell can do some things that I think Justin cannot. A little bit more arc and touch on some balls that there are one-on-one that he completed. I saw some of that last night. And I think it gives them a little bit of an added threat in the pocket quarterback way that can make an offense more complete.
If you look at what Russell Wilson did last year, he led everyone in completion percentage in the pocket, 73%. I felt like I was watching a guy who was pretty lucky early in some of the throws where he was being bailed out. But that's part of giving your receivers a chance on 50-50 balls,
and
right?
And Justin has sometimes been gun-shy to do so because he doesn't want to make mistakes, which can be to his detriment sometimes.
Right, and I think it's not that he can't do it. I think that it's just been...
it's been drilled into him to not put the ball in harm's way.
Yeah, and maybe you want to take more risk, but you look at the Steelers as a franchise, you talk about the most risk-averse, since Roethlisberger left, the most risk-averse offensive systems that we've seen in the league.
Hey, dude, you're exactly right. And this is the nuance on quarterbacking. You want somebody who's going to be a little bit aggressive, but not to a fault maniacal. And it's a fine line. Once you get to a certain level of understanding, it's just how risky are you willing to be? And Justin has become a passer who is not that willing to be risky.
It's pretty crazy. And it does give you some credence if you're someone who's like, I really hate the record as a quarterback stat. Teams that Justin Fields has quarterbacked in the last 12 have won 8 games. They're 8-4 in his last 12 starts. But with Russell Wilson, maybe you unlock something in your pass game. I felt like he was throwing behind guys yesterday. Russ was throwing behind guys a little bit in the first half. In the second half, I thought he did a much better job. And he had said to Brandon Marshall, like, they went walking through the tunnel after the game. And he's like, yeah, I just needed to get my legs underneath me. We'll see if that's the case. I also think that he may have been playing against a team that when the big interception happens, that was the end.
End of the first half when Aaron Rodgers gives up that ball, an absolutely brutal interception. The Jets were winning at the time. They were up, 15-6 at the time?
Russ may have been playing against a team who quit in the second half.
The Jets are an effing mess.
He may have been playing against a team that's had enough. Oh. And because you look at the way that went down, they were in complete control of that game. Russ had a couple of bad possessions. Even at the end, it was the end of the first quarter. It was the end of the half. Tom was like, yeah, we got to be better on third downs. Like, we're not getting what we need on third downs with Russ. And they ended up finishing. Like, now, keep that in mind. This was Tomlin complaining about what they were doing on third downs. They finished 5-for-14 on third downs. Okay? So that's a big thing for Mike Tomlin. They had them. The Jets had them on the ropes.
There's like,
and then they let them off the hook.
They let them off the hook. You want to crown them, then crown their ass.
There's a difference when a defense knows that you're going to be aggressive as a quarterback and you're going to shoot your shots and stuff. You know, man, like the DBs play a little further back. The linebackers are slightly less aggressive. It can make kind of everything work in concert. I think there's a higher ceiling with Russ than there is with Justin, and I think you started to see it last night. But I'm interested in the Jets quit thing. That's for damn sure. I have not gone into a season wanting a team and a person to fail more than Aaron Rodgers and these Jets in quite a while, and I'm really enjoying it. My sports schadenfreude is really getting paid off, because Rodgers seems to be playing poorly and embarrassing himself in different ways week after week after week, whether it's the three picks, including a pick six in London, or now this thing last night, whether it's the ending incompletion and blaming Mike Williams for not doing a single thing wrong a couple of weeks ago, you know, not scoring 11 points against the Broncos because the wind was stiff, you know? You're Aaron freaking Rodgers. The great Aaron Rodgers has left the building and is not coming back.
It was funny to me that they spent the walk up to the Jets getting the ball. The walk up was Tirico and Collinsworth talking about, well, he's got his guy back, you know, Davante Adams. These guys have been repping it in practice. They're so happy to be together. First play from scrimmage, he misses him by 3 yards on a pass. And like, well, that'll probably get better as the game goes on. Just gotta get everyone back on the same page. So, yeah, Rodgers ends up 24 of 39, 276 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions last night.
And he's got nobody left that to point a finger at.
Oh, how dare you,
well,
sir?
Well, let's go down it. Like,
No.
Head coach is gone.
Yeah?
Right, head coach is gone.
Okay.
His handpicked offensive coordinator got demoted, but not fired.
People have been telling you for years that Nathaniel Hackett is an idiot.
It's true. Mike Williams isn't really getting the prime time and the looks. He needed Davante Adams. He's been given Davante Adams after he's been given Alan Lazard. You know.
So if I'm hearing you correctly,
Who's left?
You're saying that there's no one left to blame for Aaron Rodgers?
I can't think of anybody.
Tanny,
how do you get everybody to keep the belief? And it seems like a lot of the same mistakes.
Stop listening to you guys. Number one. Number two. Got to be accountable. You know, I got to play better.
Well, maybe stop listening to the media. So the question wasn't, how do you stay focused? Well, the question was, how do you get everybody playing better? So it's just like it's a pretty random pot shot. It's not about focus and like turning off the TVs or anything.
You said that he was out of people to blame. No, sir, he is not.
Stop listening to you guys. Number one.
Number one.
Oh, my God.
The most important thing that the Jets have to do, according to Aaron Rodgers, is stop listening to you.
Well, that's what happens, man. You've blamed it. You done blamed everybody. You got no thumbs. You were born thumbless. Let's ask his family how they think he's doing as a finger pointer and a thumb pointer.
But Speaks, let's say that.
That's amazing.
Let's say that it's on your list of things.
What? The media?
It's number one for him.
Stop listening to you guys. Number one.
I mean, have you seen a guy be more honest?
Now, look, is it possible he's talking about some of his teammates who he thinks have some quit in them because they've heard that they're toast because they've been listening to the media?
He is the media. He does a weekly talk show of one of the biggest shows in America.
Stop listening to
me. And he did it with Davante Adams last week.
Wow.
At his house, because Devontae's staying. That was another thing that Tirico and Collinsworth were talking about last night. Well, you know, until Davante gets a place, he's staying at Aaron Rodgers, so it gives him extra time to practice. And they can get on the same page with each other.
Robert.
And then it was Garrett Wilson grew up loving Davante Adams, and now he's teammates with him.
You know, like when Antonio Brown stayed in Tom Brady's coach house, that worked for them to get on the same page together. Remember how well that worked?
You see Antonio Brown over the weekend?
Signing boobs out there?
No, he's
in Pennsylvania.
Made his speech at the Trump rally, and he ended it. But can I even say what he said at the end of it?
I wouldn't.
I mean,
if you have to ask, you probably
can't. I think I can, but no, I won't. I won't. You know me. I shouldn't.
Yeah, we know you. That's why when you look at me, when you ask if I could say something and I gave you the look, just move on.
What are
your
guys? Because
your track record is horrendous.
Are you also going to talk about Arnold Palmer while you're at it?
Yeah, that's in the 545.
It would have made Max List. Remember Max List in the great book of sports lists? Chicago athletes who never had to be embarrassed in the shower. That was actually a thing that he wrote, put out there in the universe.
By the way, Devontae Adams, 9 targets, 3 catches, 30 yards.
Oh, man.
It's working out great.
This text from Robert in Naperville. Blessed that we're alive to witness Rodgers' legacy driving off into the sunset in the clown car it deserves. That's well said, Robert. It's true. I mean, I think the legacy's going to be okay. He had a long, long
run. 4
MVPs. Yeah, 4 MVPs.
And a Super Bowl. He's fine.
Yeah, it's only 1 Super Bowl. Could have been more, but hey, Marino got none. He'll be a Hall of Famer.
It's just that. And he's watch, never. He looks old.
Oh,
you know, this conversation would have happened a lot sooner had I not won, you know, back to back COVID MVPs.
It's true.
And he was COVID MVP because he sent out a lot of tests to people. He sent masks and tests. He was like really conscientious and courteous.
He's immunized. When we come back, why don't we talk about baseball trying to get right? Question mark?
The only reason that he's even sounding like he cares about you is because he hasn't made the same money over the last 8 years.
We'll explore what that means next on The Score.